This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, we're going to get into a story, Matt, that you wanted to talk about tonight. The ATF up to no good, as usual.
Uh-huh.
They don't ever actually do anything good. I've never heard any story about how the ATF actually helped somebody.
They saved the day. They never did that.
No. And we're going to get into it. Your calls are also welcome. Plus, somebody called earlier about the New Hampshire secession movement. That actually just hit the mainstream media, and it could blow up. It hit Boston Globe. And we've got that story for you, too, just to see what their perspective was on it all. That's on the way. But what's going on with the ATF, Matt?
So, on the Mr. Guns and Gear channel, it's a pretty big gun channel on YouTube. Yeah. Somebody inside the ATF apparently sent him an inner office memo that went around the ATF just yesterday morning. And basically what the letter says is that they're going to confiscate a whole bunch of what are called, they're basically, they're semi-auto triggers for AR-15s, except they're a forced reset trigger. So the definition of semi-automatic is any gun that fires one round every time
you pull
the trigger. So these triggers, when you pull the trigger, part of the recoil effect of the gun forces the trigger back forward, mm-hmm. and so you just hold your finger back on the trigger, and it'll bump, 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 mm-hmm. bump, bump.
They don't like that.
They don't like that. But
it's like a bump trigger. It sounds like almost.
It's like a bump stock, mm-hmm. a bump stock, but
in
a bump
trigger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you just hold your finger down on it, and it will sear will catch and release, just like a semi-auto. But for all intents and purposes, you're holding your finger on it down the whole time. And the problem with a bump stock is they're not really accurate.
No.
What is a bump stock?
A bump stock was a device that if you were to shoulder the weapon normally and then pull forward against the hand grip, the gun's recoil would pop, 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 and kind of give you a fully automatic type of
action. But it just sprays everywhere.
Yeah, it's not. They were kind of toy-like. None of them were really well made. I would never want to walk onto a battlefield with one. It's probably going to break.
Hmm.
You know, it's not. It was never something that should be taken seriously. It's a range toy.
So this bump trigger thing is like a fix for that?
Kinda, yeah.
Takes it to a new level. Is this a new concept, or has this been around for decades?
This is a fairly new concept.
Oh,
here.
Wow.
These are a new idea. They're a few years old. But,
wow.
There's a couple companies that make them. I think the one that invented it's called Rare Breed. There's a couple. The one called Rare Breed is the one I've known for the longest. And
what's the name of it exactly? What kind of trigger?
Oh, I can't think of it. I call it a forced reset trigger.
Forced reset trigger.
I don't know what they're calling it, or what Rare Breed even calls it. They're really expensive. I would never front. You know, it's $500 or something like that.
Wow.
Four or $500 per
trigger. Piece of metal.
For trigger, yeah. So
there's got to be somebody in China that's tenth of the cost.
I'm thinking customs would catch those pretty fast. You know? There was a
that's not a trigger; it's jewelry.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
There was a device that you could get on Wish.com, which very, very closely resembled a full auto switch for a Glock, and they were selling them as
something else.
Like a cleaning aid for your gun or something. So people bought millions of those things
for
$12.95 on Wish.com or whatever. And
did they shut it down somehow?
Of course.
Is Rare Breeds an American company?
Yes. Yeah. Rare Breed has been threatened by the ATF before in the past, and so have the other companies. There's a couple other companies that have very similar products now.
Any company that makes it possible for an individual people to make their own decisions about their own firearms that could possibly be offensive to the government will be targeted.
Yeah, the thing is, Rare Breed faced them down and said, "Get out of my face! That's not we're not going to deal with you. We follow the law here."
They're well named. Then they truly are a rare breed. I mean, yeah, most companies will completely cave.
Yeah, totally. They always do. But
well,
this.
So why did this YouTuber is the YouTuber part of Rare Breed?
No, the YouTuber is just a very highly watched gun channel, and someone from inside the ATF has sent him an interoffice memo that went around yesterday morning. He immediately made a video of it and got it out because what the interoffice memo basically says is tomorrow we strike. And they're going to go to all these gun dealers and gun supply stores and places that might sell a rare breed or these force reset triggers and basically ask for them from the store, from the shopkeepers, saying we'd like.
Oh, I bet they're not going to ask.
Well, here's how the language goes. This is from it's addressed to all field offices. Okay, so it's a pretty widespread letter. It's being sent out by Jennifer Ciccolani, Chief Field Management Staff of Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives. She says, paragraph 3, as discussed, please be prepared to take possession of any documents and FRTs, force reset triggers, the manufacturer, distributor, retailer offers to surrender. To the surrenderer.
They offer to surrender. Yeah. So they really are going to ask.
Yeah. it goes on. Let me read.
All right.
The manufacturer, distributor, retailer may choose to abandon the items, in which case ask them to complete a consent to forfeiture of property and waiver notice, ATF 3400.1. If the manufacturer or seller refuses to abandon the items, please take custody of the items and seize them for forfeiture so that they can be properly noticed.
Oh.
So they're not going to ask.
Correct. Okay. They are, and then they're not.
Okay.
So, additionally, FMS will be collecting the number of FRTs. There's tons of acronyms in this because they're government. A number of FRTs will be collecting the number of FRTs recovered and number of defendants found in possession of these. So they're calling these shopkeepers defendants in the third paragraph.
Oh, boy.
The fourth paragraph. Why are they calling them defendants?
Sounds like they want to bring some charges.
Yep. I don't know if that was a slip or found in possession of these devices. This is in bold for some reason. This initial request for the time frame of October 1st, 2022 to present, please have this information to me by COB Monday, January 26, 2022.
So okay. Some person inside the ATF that doesn't agree with this sent it to this YouTuber to get the word out?
So, yeah. And it was that's what he said. And it was kept, the person was kept totally, things are blacked out on the letter, so you can't see whose email address it went to and stuff.
So this was supposed to go down today?
Starting today.
Okay. Has there been any rumblings?
I have not heard anything yet, but let's see tomorrow. We'll get back to you next week on this.
Yikes. I wonder what they could be charged with.
In the case of some trigger mechanism devices, like the ones people were buying off Wish, just to be in possession of one of those, even if you don't have a gun to put it in, is considered a machine gun.
Wow. What? And that means you need a license if you're going to have something like that.
You have the tax stamp and the blah, 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 and the registration and so forth.
Otherwise, it's a felony charge.
Right. And, back in the 80s, you could go into the gun like catalogs and buy these things called lightning links. And a lightning link was literally a flat little piece of aluminum. Picture the pop top on a modern
soda can.
Yeah. And bent a little bit, and they would drop it into the trigger mechanism, and it would prevent the sear from grabbing, and it would make your semi-automatic AR-15 into a fully automatic AR-15 for all intents and purposes. Mm-hmm. Lightning links were, $9, and they were literally about as expensive to produce as a paperclip, and there was tons of them out there, and they banned those and considered them each, even though they are not a gun, they considered the lightning link itself to be a machine
gun.
That's insane.
Imagine a pop top. top of a soda can being called a machine gun.
That's the insanity of the state. I mean, they can define whatever terms they want, however they want. But don't they normally at least give shops a heads up, like, hey, we're banning this thing?
No, because they don't want those people to go into their inventory and scoop them all up and take them home, hide them in their closet, put them in a storage unit or stash them somewhere.
Hopefully that's what people are doing today.
Keep us in the loop on this, Matt, if this develops. It sounds absolutely awful.
Will do.
Yet another reason to secede, by the way. This is not going to get better.
Yeah, this unelected group of people going around taking people's guns.
More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com. Yeah.
Talk Live. You can join us. Number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And bring up whatever's on your mind. We got lots to talk about here tonight, including the latest on New Hampshire independence. We had a lady call in earlier in the show about it. Matt, you were just discussing this the latest insanity from the ATF, where a memo has been leaked, hopefully with enough time to get to gun store owners who might be, they might be stocking a particular item, which was called
a forced reset trigger.
Forced reset trigger, and hopefully get them out of their store. Remove them from their inventory because the ATF is planning to come around and not only snatch it from them, but possibly charge them criminally for having them.
You know, what's funny is that the ATF, you know, I was talking about lightning links, too. You know, the lightning links were a thing in the 80s, and some of those were grandfathered in, you know, like you could register them as a machine gun. The ATF, if you had a lightning link, we're going to give you amnesty, and you can register it with us, and we'll give you a tax stamp for it. And nowadays, a lightning link can be like $20,000. I want you to picture the pop top from a soda can. And that'll be $20,000. Okay,
wow.
There's stupid little block of metal that drops down into the trigger mechanism of an AR-15.
Well, can you 3D print them now, or do they have to be metal?
Well, you can. You don't even need to go that far. Yes, to answer your question.
Oh, they have to be metal.
But no.
Yes, you can 3D print them, or yes, they have to be metal.
If you have a plastic that you can 3D print, it'll put up with a little bit of warmth. Yeah, you're fine. You can 3D print them. Mm. If you 3D print them and you get caught, you will be charged with possession of a machine gun.
Mm.
So don't do it. And also, another thing you should not do is just bend up a piece of coat hanger and drop it down in there in a specific way. And it'll do the exact same job, so you don't want to get caught with that either.
Yeah,
and,
don't ever do these things.
You should never search the internet on how to do that.
Lightning links.
Lightning link.
Again, another reason to say goodbye, because the federal government gang is not concerned with your right to bear arms. They're not concerned with your rights at all.
Well, they weren't even like legally elected, so they are not concerned with anything.
What do you mean they weren't legally elected?
They were just
had elections.
Appointed. The ATF?
What do you mean the ATF?
Yeah.
They're just employees. They're just cops that get hired.
They're just bureaucrats.
They're not concerned with the Constitution or whatever.
I don't know if you talked about Cody Wilson's latest, but...
No, what's he up to? Cody Wilson, the founder of the Ghost Gunner, the Ghost Gun printer, basically. It's not technically a printer. It puts together
the
pieces to it makes it easier to build your own gun from the 80% lower.
Yeah, 80% lower. So now they're going to... He's throwing another monkey wrench into the works. And it's capable of doing 100% lowers.
What is that? So what is a 100% lower?
That means you drop in a block of metal and walk away.
Okay, hold on. So you got to have to explain this a little bit further. I knew that an 80% lower was basically the bottom part of a gun that is kind of like the handle, and then you put some other pieces on top of it,
so
basically. So hold on. Let me explain a little further to my understanding. Correct me where I'm wrong. The 80% lower, you can sell without a license in most states, right? Like you can just, it's just a hunk of metal, basically. And so it's not a gun, quote unquote. It's 80% of what could be a gun if you finished it properly with the right tools and the right equipment, correct?
Right,
and
right.
The Ghost Gunner is this tiny little, relatively small box that has all the necessary components to actually, you put the tools in, basically, and this thing, or you put the components in, and this tool puts them together for you, essentially.
It carves out the rest of it. So an 80% lower when it comes to AR-15s, or 1911s, for that matter, is a lower or a frame that is 80% finished.
Ah, so it needs some milling or drilling or whatever, right?
Yeah, okay. So you have to do the rest, and
that's what turns it into a gun.
If it's only 80%, it's not considered a firearm by the ATF.
Which means that anybody can sell them, right?
Correct. Yeah,
like you could walk into a Mighty Moose Mart or something like that. If they had 80% lowers on the shelves, buy them without ID, you wouldn't have to fill out any paperwork or anything.
paperweights. They're literally a paperweight.
But if you put the drill holes in the right place and you then put the parts into them, you got what's called a ghost gun.
I would say if you touched that thing, if the postman nicked the package and put a ding in the side of that piece of metal, and you got and he got, you know,
it's now 80.01%.
Correct. And so 80% means 80%.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're essentially a raw forging, like, giant forging companies make these for gun manufacturers like Smith & Wesson and so forth, and they take these lowers, they finish them.
Yeah.
That's the same thing you would be getting in the mail if you bought an 80% lower.
But if it's something that you do for your own sake, you're not selling it.
Right.
It doesn't have to have a serial number.
Correct.
On it, right?
In most states.
Most states.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not giving legal advice. This is just what I've heard.
Right.
But as far as the ATF is concerned, they can't do anything about it at this time. There's no laws that prohibit that.
Right.
So what is a 100% lower?
It's a block of metal with no form or shape.
It's, okay.
It's a square
block. So it's not 100% in that it's 100% a gun. It's 100% not.
They're calling it a 100% lower to be funny.
Okay.
Because it's literally a block of raw aluminum.
And so, Cody Wilson is doing what with this?
He's making the ghost gunner so that it's capable of carving out and in the whole thing.
Wow.
So it's, you feed it a block of metal, you clamp it down, and it go. You put the milling heads in. It's just the ghost gunner is just a milling machine.
Yeah. Right? It's computer control thing.
Yeah, CNC. Mm-hmm. So, but miniature for your house.
Yeah.
And you drop it in there, you tell it what's in there, you feed it a shape and tell it what you want it to look like at the end, and it's just mills it out and makes it happen.
Any metal and any shape of metal you can put into this and it melts it?
No, it's a milling machine, so it mills. It has drills and milling ends and stuff like that. And it carves it, yeah.
But how do you get a piece of metal that's perfectly in the shape of a gun?
You don't. You put a piece of rectangular-shaped block aluminum in it, and it turns it into the shape of...
So you could say, I want a 1911, I want an AK, or whatever, right? Like, if the block was large enough, presuming it could handle the size.
Right.
Or you could get a Glock, or whatever. Like, you could take this block of metal and turn it into whatever gun there exists for the plans. That
as long as Cody or some other nerd has written a file for it, then yes.
That's incredible.
Maybe they'll open source it so anybody can write a file for any gun.
That's Cody's way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, this guy's a libertarian. He had offices in Austin, Texas. In fact, we toured it once upon a time. We were out there
jealous.
For a Bitcoin conference, and we went
and
on
Mark?
A tour. Mark was present for the tour. But at the time, like, these things, I think they were on, like, the second iteration of the Ghost Gunner, so there have been a few different, I think there's, was it Ghost Gunner 3 is out there now, I think.
I think so.
But these, you could probably fit two of them between our, you know, where we're sitting right now on this desk. They're not a large machine. And he was showing off some of the things that they made with this Ghost Gunner that, you know, they're not just for pistols. You can make a full-on, like, semi-automatic assault rifle.
Yeah,
whatever.
It's a milling machine. If you're handy, rifle. You know how to work a milling machine. It's the same thing. You know, you can do anything with it.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Independence would take this a lot further, that's
totally.
For sure. We can talk about the latest on the secession movement here in New Hampshire. It's finally getting some big media coverage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is busy looking through resumes of candidates for the Supreme Court, so said White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Biden hopes to nominate a successor to retiring Justice Stephen Breyer by the end of February. President Biden also establishing a White House competition council to tackle economic issues such as the inflation surge. This as Republican Congressman Kevin Brady joins Fox News and criticizes the Biden administration for the inflation surge the United States is experiencing.
Early on, look, the president made a number of mistakes to make the economy worse, especially in inflation. I think driving trillions of new government spending as we were already coming out really of the worst part of the pandemic, economically at least.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The alleged Michigan school shooter's attorneys are discussing his possible defense. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, James Gemmel has the story.
Oxford High School shooting suspect Ethan Crumbly will use the insanity defense. That's according to a legal notice filed today in a Michigan district court. The 15-year-old is accused of gunning down four students and injuring seven others on November 30th. He pleaded not guilty this month to 24 charges, including first-degree murder and terrorism.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is accusing President Biden of not caring about drugs and human trafficking. The Republican governor telling reporters the White House is letting fentanyl and people come into the United States through Mexico. The governor adding Texas will enforce United States laws on the border by capturing drug cartel and smugglers and building a wall on the border. The governor hosting 12 attorneys generals on the border with him today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. You can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Cryptocurrency is a technology that's going to be with us for the rest of our lives, likely for generations, maybe for a very, very long time. It is excellent technology, and that is why Bitcoin has been the number one investment in the last decade. There's nothing that comes close. So maybe you should take time to actually do some research on this. Maybe you want to go to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started at the top of the page, and get into some of the introductory videos that they have there. You got 3 minutes free. Go watch the first video. Maybe you'll want to watch a few more after that to learn more and to dig into some of the basics about what makes cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash special. Why is it that it's taken the world by storm? There are a lot of questions, and there are some good answers, so get over to Bitcoin.com. It's a new technology, so there is a little bit of a learning curve. You know, you ought to learn something about this before you just jump right in.
Yeah, and it's not really that hard.
No.
It's really easy. I'm an idiot, and I can do it.
There's some new ideas, and it does take a moment, but there's some really nice videos that make it easy, that make it simple to learn about decentralization, blockchains. What are these things? Get over to Bitcoin.com, click Get Started, and you can learn more there. Also, if you're not new to crypto and you want to get the latest news headlines, they've got them every day over at news.bitcoin.com. They do great reporting there at news.bitcoin.com. So I was really happy to see today that apparently the Boston Globe has run a story, and this got published yesterday, it looks like, so pretty fresh. Boston Globe, which is, you know, major mainstream media publication out of Boston. This is the first time that I've seen any kind of mainstream media publications outside of New Hampshire covering New Hampshire independence. So we've had the Keene Sentinel, we've had the Concord Monitor, we've had the Union Leader, right? Like the newspapers within New Hampshire have covered this story. But this is the first biggie, and this could go... I'm not going to say it's going to. I'm not going to predict it's going to go viral, but it could get picked up by other news organizations.
It got picked up by MSN, right?
MSN, yeah, they took the exact same story and just kind of put their header on it and put it out there. So that could happen where the actual exact same story gets picked up, but also media is like a monkey see, monkey do kind of business. If somebody's reporting on something that's a big, you know, sounds like it could be a hot story, others will jump on the story and they'll do their own story. They won't just copy and paste this story. They'll go, like, the AP might be calling up for an interview for the sponsors of the independence bill.
So
we don't know.
Why are you excited about it, since it's the most, like, biased, worst reporting of the independence bill thus far? It's like, it has to be the most biased against it.
I don't know. I mean, I think they're all biased against it from what I've seen. All the mainstream media is going to take the position of, we got to stay with the government. We got to stay with the federal government. We can't leave. They'll kill us. Don't you see what they did in the Civil War? And they all have the same lines that they trot out about this.
I really couldn't believe that one of their main excuses for wanting to stay in the Union was that they'll be killed by the federal government if they don't.
Yeah,
why are you shocked?
Brody Deshaies said that it settled in the Civil War.
That's because it is a mainstream belief that secession is impossible.
I agree that it is a good thing, even though it's really bad coverage, like coverage trying to make independence movement look bad. Mm-hmm. I agree that it's a good thing because I think a lot of people now have their own personal filter in their head where they see the mainstream news saying something when the mainstream media goes heavily against something. They're like, oh, the mainstream media sucks, so I don't have to agree with this automatically. I don't think it really matters what they say anymore. People know that they're garbage.
They're critical of it, yeah, for sure. So here's the number one reason why I think this is a good article. They linked to the testimony. And I'm not just saying that because it's on the Free Keene channel, but it is on the Free Keene channel, the one that they linked to. They could have linked to the government's version of the testimony, but they didn't. So the testimony that we all attended, by the way, this was a week, was it just a week ago now?
Two weeks? I guess so. The 20th?
Yeah, a week ago.
Yeah, so 1 week ago.
So, yeah, 1 week ago tonight, I think, we were all at the State House, the Legislative Office Building, in a packed room where it was standing room only, almost too many people to where they would have had to have taken us into Reps Hall, which would seat 400. But we probably had, like, close to 100, maybe 80 or so people were in this room. And so really good turnout. We're there watching this hearing, and... I don't know, two dozen people maybe testified in front of this committee. There were a few state reps, and the only people who testified against the bill to allow the people of New Hampshire to vote on whether or not to leave the United States, the only people who were against it was one dude in the testimony phase and then a few state reps. And that was it. Everybody else was for it. And so there's 3 hours of this testimony. I got video of it. But there's also cameras mounted permanently in that room now, thanks to COVID. So one of the actual nice things that happened due to COVID was that the State House is now wired for audio and video. So there are now independent, or not independent, but state-provided streams over YouTube of every committee hearing.
Oh, so, that's cool.
So, yeah, if you want to watch a committee hearing, but you know, you don't really want to go to Concord to sit there for it, you just watch it on video, presuming their streams are working. And I don't presume that their streams are going to work. So that's why I brought my own camera in, and I got my own footage of it, and put it up on the Free Keene channel over on Odyssey, which you can get to over at video.freekeene.com. Within the first paragraph, they link to that video. Here's a story from Boston Globe, Shannon Larson reporting, a long-shot proposal. Oh, here's the title. This is crazy. New Hampshire separatists call for state to secede from union. A long-shot proposal by a group of separatists to make New Hampshire its own independent nation was likely killed in committee at the end of last week. following a packed public hearing that consisted of approximately 3 hours of testimony. And again, that links to my video over at Free Keen, which is great.
That's great.
The measure would seek to change the state constitution to say that New Hampshire, quote, peaceably declares independence from the United States and immediately proceeds as a sovereign nation.
The horror. This is crazy.
Representative Brody DeShays, a Republican, during a roll call vote on the bill Friday, said, quote, I think it deserves a resounding no. I think Governor Sununu says it quite well. When you hear crazy knocking at the door, you slam it shut.
Oh.
This is crazy. This is unconstitutional.
I was wondering, did Sununu say that about independence,
no.
Or did Sununu just say that and he's quoting it?
I think it's some other statement about it. I don't think, to my knowledge, Sununu has made any comment on secession. If he has, I would think someone would have given us a heads up about that. But he said further, this is a violation of our oath. And Bonnie, you wrote a really detailed piece and published it over at freekeen.com and I think libertyblock.com as
well. Yes, the libertyblock.com,
where you took Brody DeShays, this very same state rep, you dug deep into his statements and you did a lot of research. It's very, very well written. Very lengthy, and you really got into what he had to say about this.
Yes, the only thing he used to back up his claim that it would be against their oaths, or, well, not really that it would be against their oaths, but he said that it would get you, the federal government would kick you out of your office and possibly go after you for rebellion,
mm-hmm.
or not you, but the state reps if they voted yes on this. The only thing he tried to use to back that up was Amendment 14, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. And I looked it up, and it is really, really convoluted. Me and Ian at first were kind of arguing over what we thought it meant. And then what I decided what I thought it meant, and then I looked up other people's interpretations, and I appeared to be right. Basically, what it means is you can't get elected into office if you have ever gone to war against the U.S. Federal government already.
Or given aid or comfort to the nation's enemies.
Yeah, so that has nothing to do with somebody voting yes or no on putting a constitutional amendment on the ballot properly, like the
Correct.
Exact proper legal procedure is being used. I don't understand how he thinks that Amendment 14, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution has anything to do with people doing that today.
Some constitutional expert told him so. I don't know if he thinks anything.
Well, the constitutional expert obviously can't read because he doesn't believe the Second Amendment gives people the right to bear arms.
Well, protects the right. People have rights, and the Constitution is supposed to acknowledge it. It doesn't give rights. There's more coming up. 603-283-6160. If you want to weigh in, you can join us here, whether it's about independence or whatever's on.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The phones are open if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Ian, Matt,
and Bonnie.
Don't forget to join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We got a lot of features there. In fact, one of them is our chat server. In fact, Matt, you just hopped on into the on-air now chat room over there.
I did. I'm in here. I'm
so enjoy the trolling. You get less trolliness if you go to our social media platform over at social.freetalklive.com. In fact, I don't know if any of the chat trolls are over there. I don't think they post regularly if they are. But social.freetalklive.com is our decentralized, federated, self-hosted, open-source social media server. We're competing with Facebook and Twitter. We give you an alternative where you have way more freedom of speech. So head over to social.freetalklive.com. As we go back to this story here, written in the Boston Globe, the first, what I, at least as far as I've seen, first mainstream media coverage of what's been going on here for the last several months in New Hampshire, which is the very first in the history of New Hampshire and maybe some of the first in nationwide hearings where the people could actually come to and be heard by their so-called representatives on the question of independence, on the question of should these state representatives vote to allow people to vote. That's all that we were asking them to do. Just put this on the ballot. Put the question of should New Hampshire update its constitution to peaceably declare independence from the United States and proceed immediately as a sovereign nation. Should that be on the ballot? That's all we wanted.
Well, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3, you know, I wanted to take exception to that real quick. Who is it that you said it had to do with open rebellion or enemies? Enemies of the United States government or something?
It was saying that you cannot become a part of the government as it listed like all these different positions, including state representatives. If you had ever been an enemy of the government, went to war against the government, or gave aid and comfort to their enemies.
So right. Who decides what the definition of enemy is?
The federal government. Probably would. But in this case, it doesn't apply because
these people are already reps.
Right. She's talking about people running for office. You are not allowed to run for office in the United States if they can say or show that you helped out the Taliban or that you helped out, you know, Saddam Hussein or the communist Russians or somebody in the past, right? Or if you're involved with it right now, you cannot be running for office. So this isn't about kicking people out of office who are assisting with a peaceful secession measure.
Right.
Who aren't even voting on the question of secession. They're not even going that far. Right. We're just saying put this on the ballot.
And let people decide.
Correct.
He made this convoluted argument that you're engaging in a constitutional process every step along the way, he says, by voting to ought to pass on, in that committee. What? That's ridiculous.
But it saying is constitutional.
But it, I'm just saying, is it a constitutional process that is just the same as the governor rubber stamping that we are now independent? I mean, it doesn't matter anyway, because the second the governor does that, the U.S. Constitution is out of our Constitution. And
well, the governor has no say, basically, on this question. If it goes through the House and it goes through the state Senate, then it goes straight to the people. So the governor, actually, the only thing he can do is, quote-unquote, proclaim it after it's passed
That's
by two-thirds of the voters. But I suspect it goes through whether or not he proclaims it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the last step would be him doing that.
Yes.
And as soon as that happens, the U.S. Federal Constitution has nothing to do with us anymore. It's just null and void. So how would we be, you know, breaking a law or breaking a, you know, going against something that doesn't apply to us anymore at that moment?
Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that prohibits this.
Nope.
And it seems like Chris Sununu would want to be all over this, because then he could be president.
He would be.
Of New Hampshire.
If he won in November.
Yeah, right. That's a bigger deal than governor. That's what the position used to be called, by the way, before New Hampshire joined the United States. Because remember, New Hampshire was an independent nation prior to joining the United States. And it was president. They updated the Constitution after joining the United States to change it from president to governor.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so that would go back to the way it was. And actually, that's all we're asking here. Let's go back to the way, you know, it used to be, where New Hampshire was already independent. But the reason why he wouldn't want to do that is because he is currying favor with the federal politicians. He wants them to send millions of dollars into the state. He wants to personally join them as a U.S. senator.
He's probably done things that we don't know about that basically makes him owned by them. I bet he can't do this if he wants.
I bet you're right about that. And he wants to be president.
Of course.
So he's got his eyes on the halls of power in D.C., and so he does not want New Hampshire to be independent because it's all about him. Anyway, in a unanimous vote, this is from the Boston Globe, the New Hampshire House Committee on State-Federal Relations and Veterans Affairs signaled they were against the bill, but the Senate committee will receive the measure as well, which that was something they mentioned at the executive conference that they had on this that I was not aware of, and I was surprised by it because I figured, well, if it doesn't pass the House, why would the Senate even pick up this bill? Why would that be even necessary? It's obviously not going to go through. But according to this story, and according to what the head of the committee said, the Senate will hear this bill as well. There will be another public hearing, another day on which all of us can go and speak in front of us, likely much smaller here. Senate. Like the Senate, when they hear, there's only 24 senators, so the Senate committees are 5 people. So it'll likely be, we'll be talking to 5 people, and then they'll vote on it, too. So we'll see.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. We get a second crack at it, basically. Yep. DeShays, according to the story here, noted that the Senate will do that. Every bill in New Hampshire must receive a committee hearing by law, which is one of the reasons why New Hampshire is further along in this process than even Texas. You know, big Texas, everything's bigger. In Texas, well, they can't even get a bill to a hearing in Texas when it comes to independence.
Yeah, because the government's bigger.
That's right. The government is bigger, and it's harder to do things in it. And there's more people in the seats of power in Texas who can just crush a bill basically in the cradle before it even gets into a committee. So in New Hampshire, every bill, no matter how wacky, no matter how unsupported, as long as it's got one sponsor, it gets a public hearing. Maybe no one will show up to the public hearing, but it's going to have a hearing, and if you want to go speak on that bill, whatever it is, you can go and do it.
I love this state.
And that is a level of political accessibility that just doesn't exist in a lot of places. Now, I don't know if there are other states that have this. I'm going to presume that out of 50 states, someone else has that feature where every bill gets a hearing. But we have it, and that's why this thing got a hearing. It couldn't be. It could not be killed by the powers that be. Some supporters of the constitutional amendment crowded a legislative office building the day prior to push for the measure to move along in the lawmaking process and eventually be put before voters at the ballot box. In order for such an amendment to pass in the Granite State, it would first require the approval of 3/5 of state legislators and then 2/3 of the voters during the general election in November. But they don't want it to go to the voters. And what is it that they're so afraid of?
Losing face.
They're afraid of losing. Or having way more people vote for this than they want to believe.
Yeah, they don't want it to be. They don't want this to make the news if they can avoid it.
That's true. But Representative Mike Sylvia, the primary sponsor of the bill and the A-plus rated state rep, Liberty rep by the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, has deployed racist stereotypes about undocumented immigrants to further the argument for secession.
Now that's the most untrue way that they've phrased that so far. He didn't deploy racist stereotypes.
I don't think he did, no.
No, but he was saying that some people believe racist stereotypes, and because of that, they might be persuaded, those people who believe that may be persuaded to support independence because they believe that they'll be able to, you know, keep people out of the state of New Hampshire. And that isn't his opinion. That's not my opinion.
That's true.
I don't even think most of the people that support independence is.
And he even
opinion.
Said, this isn't my opinion,
yep.
But.
So the way that they phrased that, that was the most messed up way that any media outlet has phrased that.
Yeah, they're libeling him, basically, with that. That's just straight up not true about Mike Sylvia. They're making it sound like he insulted other races of people, and he said nothing of the sort.
A Massachusetts citizen is not a race.
He said he's also one of the article says he's also one of several lawmakers who signed a quote termination of the state unquote document that called Sununu a tyrant, declared New Hampshire's government illegitimate, and said the 2020 presidential election was void, according to the Monitor. I was there for that. I signed that document as well.
Why was the 2020 presidential election void?
It was a kind of a technicality argument. I don't remember all the details on it. Dan Richard, who's a constitutional scholar, was behind that. There's an article about it from early 2021 that I posted on Freekeen. It probably has more of that story. I think it might have been like January or February. It was definitely before the raid. So if you go back to freekeen.com, you can find out more about it. But more about the Boston Globe's coverage of New Hampshire independence. Hopefully this will be the beginning of an explosion of news coverage.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.